السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. The last part of the verses of the Quran Sharif which I recited, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in abundance. Make kaseer zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so that you get success. So my dear brothers and sisters at the madrasa, there is no other way out for us in these times of difficulties, hardships and problems except the increased zikr and remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And I've repeatedly explained that the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is not just what we are doing now. Reading some tasbih is not the only zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has to be in our lives, in our businesses, in our homes, in our factories and industries, in our schools and colleges, in the bazaars and marketplaces, at the airports, at the stations, in the aeroplane, on the ship, and deep down, even if the person has to go. Everywhere there has to be remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, meaning the fulfillment of the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. There is no doubt that we are going through a very, very difficult period, a very trying phase for the Muslim Ummah throughout the world, whether it's South Africa or any other part of the world. It's just that because of our link and our connection on the basis of Islam and Islamic brotherhood with our brothers and sisters of Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, then generally we mention these places. But it does not mean that only these places are going through very difficult times. We in South Africa are also going through a very difficult time. It's just that our senses have become dead. That's why we don't realize that we are going through very difficult times. We only think that when bombs begin to rain, then that's the most difficult time. Whereas the fitnas that we are going through in South Africa at present, we never had in history of South Africa. In our homes, the fitnas. In our schools and colleges, the fitnas. A large number of our young girls who are going through abortions. And how our young and old have become hooked on the filthy pictures that come on the television screen or in the movies or in the magazines. We never had a situation like that in South Africa. Homes have become flooded with these type of fitnas, and we don't even consider them as fitnas anymore. In my Jummah Bayans past 2-3 weeks, which the ayat which I was discussing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. after talking about the Bani Israel, it was addressed to them, but it is a lesson for the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that do you then believe in parts of the book and reject other parts? Do you then believe in parts of the book and reject other parts? That means you accept some of our orders, some of our commands, some of our ahkam, and all those which do not suit your taste, or those which are not in accordance with your whim, fancy and desire, then you reject them. And whichever community does this, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. What else can be the punishment? What else can be the reward of such people except humiliation, disgrace and suffering in this world? And then in the akhirat, very severe azab in the fire of Jahannam. So the shame, the disgrace, the humiliation that the ummah is suffering, if we have to look at our lives, it is because of the commission of the same action which was in the life of the Bani Israel. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابُ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. If we got a little bit of namaz, then zakat, roza, hajj and other things may be negligent. If we got a lot of charities, then we'll find namaz is not there. If we're talking a lot of Islamic politics, then we'll find no sign of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. In the majority I'm talking about. Knowing fully well how the enemies have ganged up together once again and who they are using again the same Muslim brothers and sisters of ours or the same Muslim governments to attack Muslims. For what? So that they will get billions of dollars as assistance and help for accommodating them and their forces. Qatar, Bahrain, Pakistan, Turkey. This is the disgrace and the humiliation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about. That this is what we will then get. So at such a time there is no other solution to our problem. We cannot solve the world's problem. For the world we can make dua, and if the person has got the ability and he's got the resources or he's got the training of jihad, then wherever there is proper jihad taking place, we'll say go and make jihad. But for us to just brush it off that because jihad is taking place somewhere else, then what else can we do here? We can do a lot of things. Instead of whole day just talking about CNN said this and BBC said this and South African radio station said this and that station said that. Some people their whole day and night is going in nothing but just quoting Bush and quoting Rumsfeld and quoting Sharon and quoting this one and quoting that one. There is nothing wrong quoting them for the purpose of educating the community or for conscientizing the community. There is nothing wrong. Don't misunderstand me. But what I am trying to get across to you is that when will we quote the Quran Sharif says this and the Hadith Sharif says this. Allah Ta'ala, the creator of man, he says this, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says this. Because whatever Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is nothing but haq. It will happen. As has been predicted, it will happen. That when you are going to indulge in these sins, then Allah Ta'ala will send upon you these type of problems and difficulties. Allah will appoint over you zalim rulers, tyrants. They will have no mercy for your young ones. And they will have no respect for your elders. And at such a time, even if your pious ones will make du'as, Allah Ta'ala will not accept if you don't make amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. And so many other things. When you're going to indulge in zina, then there will be large-scale murders and deaths and massacres and all other things. So many other things. So casually or here and there, a little bit of quote of somebody or the other just to inform that these are their evil intentions is a different thing. But day and night to be glued to just CNN and BBC and all the other stations of the world, then when are we going to listen to the station of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? when are we going to tune in to that station of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then get direction from there. Because we can see that exactly that ayat is applying to us. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. How much of rejection, especially in these days when this cricket World Cup that is taking place, knowing fully well what is happening around the world, but how many are really serious about bringing about a reformation and change in their own lives. It's very easy to do things which suit the nafs and shaitan, to go and scream and shout a few slogans and after that go home and sleep and no namaz, no zuhur, asar, maghrib, fajr, nothing. That is easy. But yet we will give far more importance to all those people who are on the streets. On the streets were both Muslims and non-Muslims. On the streets were kuffar and mushrikeen, Yahud and Nasara. Millions marched in America, in England, in France, in Germany, in South Africa and other parts of the world. Millions. So now we won't say that is a distinguishing quality of a Muslim. We will say it's a means. It's a way of creating some pressure on the government of the time to bring about some changes in their intentions and policies. But that is not some distinguishing quality of the Muslim. So this is my problem. That Islam and the Muslims, or the Muslims, went through very, very difficult times even before this. Far more difficult times. But there was great hope that the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was with them. That it was a test and a trial. And Allah Ta'ala's help and nusrat will come and definitely come. And it was promised in the Quran Sharif. Nasrullah Qareeb. After going through those trials, they were promised that Nusrat of Allah Ta'ala is close, and Allah Ta'ala did give it to them. And we saw how the empires came and fell at their feet. Mighty empires crumble. And these days what we fear is that what little we have got, even that will go away. If there is another world war, then what little we have got, even that will go away. Because they are just in name Islam and Muslim governments. So when the azab of Allah Ta'ala will come, then even that will go. Now that is the thing, that we are far away from those actions and those a'mal and those deeds which bring the rahmat and the nusrat and the madad of Allah Ta'ala. Individually, if we are going to change, Allah Ta'ala will give it to us. Irrespective of what our physical condition may be, irrespective of what our financial condition may be, irrespective of what our living conditions may be. Whether it's a poor person or a rich person, if he brings about a reformation within himself, Allah Ta'ala will give it to him in his heart. And if the community brings about that change, Allah Ta'ala will give it to the community. And if a nation brings about that change, Allah Ta'ala will give it to that nation. And if the international community brings about that change, Allah Ta'ala will give it to that international community. That is the usul, it's a principle. Now these are the things that are making the hearts kabab. کیسا یہ انقلاب ہے دیکھ کے دل کباب ہے کیسا یہ انقلاب ہے دیکھ کے دل کباب ہے کہتے ہیں اب ثواب ہے سود میں اور قمار میں. Ha, what a kind of revolution has overtaken the Muslim Ummah, that the hearts have become roasted like kebabs. They say now there is sawab even in sood and qimar, in interest and gamble. But it doesn't only mean interest and gamble. It means that anything and everything that we do un-Islamic, we want to wait for the nusrat and help of Allah Ta'ala to come on our un-Islamic actions. Totally un-Islamic functions, we will praise and we will say, Alhamdulillah, our function was a great success. That function in which there was plenty of videoing and plenty of intermingling and plenty of photographs being taken of boys and girls and men and women, and there were plenty of all haram things, and we will announce from our members and from our pulpits and our Islamic magazines and our Islamic papers, Alhamdulillah, our function was a very great success. Now when we are going to make shukr of Allah Ta'ala on haram actions, what else do we expect but khizyun fil hayati dunya? disgrace, embarrassment and humiliation in this world and then suffering in the akhirat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, jannat bhi, jahannam bhi. Ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai, na nari hai. Neither were we created for jannat nor hell. We will make our jannat or we'll make our hell in this world. With amal we will make it. Once again, don't think that the moment we are going to change our lives, then finish, happiness and joy and everything will disappear. Then we'll be deprived of the good things of this world. Never, never, never. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not deprive that person who connects himself with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of sukoon in his heart, which is the greatest ni'mat. And then he will give other things too. Sometimes Allah ta'ala gives it in this world, sometimes in the akhirat, but he is not going to deprive that person of that which we are in search of, and that is peace of mind. Allah ta'ala caused his mercy to rain. And Allah ta'ala cooled the heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he is informed of the condition of his ummah, you think he must be very happy with our actions. Our parents are informed in the graves weekly of what their children are doing in this world. And it is mentioned in that when they are informed of the good deeds that the children are doing, the parents get happy. And when they are informed of the evil that the children are indulging in, the parents get very unhappy. So we are not even making our parents happy who have passed away in the grave and they are lying in the graves. Then you think when the whole ummah's actions are presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is the condition of that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayers, that ummah for whom you were stoned, that ummah for whom you tied stones on your belly. This is their condition. Rejection of all your teachings. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ऐ मेरे मौला ऐ मेरे वाली शाहनशाह दो आलम तू है सबसे तेरी सरकार है खाली शान तेरी हर आन नहीं है गाह जमाली गाह जलाली शान तेरी हर आन नहीं है गाह जमाली गाह जलाली वो भी अजब खुशबख्त है जिसने कल्ब में तेरी याद बसाली शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی، قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ، دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں، دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں، تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں، تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں، تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھو جدھر میں، تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں، بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بھولانا خود بھی اگر میں، Oh Allah, make me such a person that even if I want to forget you, I can't forget you. You must always be before my very eyes, wherever I go, whichever direction I see. Oh Allah, I must see your qudrat, your power, your might, your glory, your countenance. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah,
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad mubarak wa sallim. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. ظلمنا أنفسنا, ظلمنا أنفسنا, ظلمنا أنفسنا, يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا, وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا, ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا, 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 أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله, ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين فانك ان تكلنا الى انفسنا تكلنا الى ضعف وخطيئه. اے اللہ, اے میرے پیارے اللہ, اے میرے رحیم اللہ, اے میرے کریم اللہ, اے میرے کریم اللہ, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بلاوڈ اللہ, مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, او مائی موسٹ جنرس اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, forgive each and every one of us. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. But oh Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, for what else have we gathered here? Oh my beloved Allah, for what else have we gathered here? We have gathered for nothing else, for no other purpose, oh Allah, except that we want forgiveness of our sins. We want to turn towards you, oh Allah. We want to express our shame and remorse and regret over the sins that we have committed in our lives. Oh Allah, we are ashamed of what we have done in our lives. Oh Allah, we are not happy and pleased. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we know that we are sinful, but oh Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are expressing our remorse, our regret, our shame. Ay Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ay Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai. Sab kuch hai, bande tere hai. Mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha. Where do we go, my Allah? There is no one for us besides you. There is no one for us besides you. Allah, there is no door for us besides your door. There is no home for us besides your home. Oh my Allah, if you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us because of our indulgences in sins and vices and evils, then oh my Allah, who else is there for us? Allah, we know that we have committed so much of sins, that if you have to order the earth to open and swallow each and every one of us, then we are deserving of that punishment. If you have to send the gale force wind against us, we are deserving. If you have to send the enemies of Islam against us, we are deserving. But oh my beloved Allah, what else do we know? We do know that you do not like to punish. You do not like to send your azab. You do not like to destroy. Oh Allah, what you want is that we must repent, we must make tawbah, we must make istighfar. Ya Allah, that is what we are doing. Ay Allah, ab to hame maaf kar de. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, have mercy on that ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, don't look at the sins of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, look at the blood of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was shed for this ummah. Look at the tears of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which were shed for this ummat. Ay Allah, ummat ki hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, we are also part of that ummat. But oh Allah, seeing what is happening around us and around the world is causing no stir in our hearts. It's not causing us to give up the sins in our lives. Oh Allah, in fact we are indulging even more. Ya Allah, our namazes, we are negligent. Oh my beloved Allah, fasting, zakat, hajj. Oh my beloved Allah, even in hajj there are so much of sins that have been committed. Mere Allah, mere pyare Allah, when we hear of zina in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif,
then, oh my beloved Allah, what kind of punishment is there that we don't deserve? But oh my Allah, with the barakat and blessings of the pious and the righteous ones who were in Hajj, Ya Allah, forgive all those who made Hajj. Ya Allah, forgive all those who made Hajj. Ay mere pyare Allah, with the maqbooliyat and the acceptance that you bless, give to the pious and the righteous, Ya Allah, bless each and every one of with forgiveness and with acceptance. Mere Allah, zina of the eyes in abundance. Ya Allah, intermingling, oh my beloved Allah, engaging in such rude and shameless discussions. Mere Allah, tu hamare hal par raham farma. Tu hamare hal par raham farma. Ay Allah, karam farma. Ay Allah, hamari maghfirat farma. Ay Allah, maghfirat farma. Dunya aur akhirat mein zaleel aur ruswa mat farma. Oh Allah, bless us with good health. We are sick and ailing. We are spiritually sick and physically ill. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. Allah, bless us with good health. Ya Allah, no doubt there is effect in dua and in dawa, but the cure of patients is in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with cure. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, wa mashayikh wa ulama'i haq, Muslim brothers and sisters and whosoever may be sick and ailing in the world, oh Allah, give them cure from their ailments. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Remove our difficulties, problems and hardships. Ya Allah, send down your mercy upon the ummah. Ya Allah, assist and help the ummah. Assist and help the ummah, especially in Palestine. Oh my beloved Allah, day by day there are more and more incursions. Day by day more and more tanks are rolling in. More and more helicopters and gunships. More and more bombs are raining. More and more homes are bulldozed. Where Allah, the land of the Anbiya, Ya Allah, have mercy on the Ummah. Have mercy on the Mujahideen. Ya Allah, Afghanistan, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, all other parts of the world. And at present, oh my Allah, the evil scheming, plotting and planning of the enemies of Islam in cooperation, oh my Allah, with the believers against Iraq. Mere Allah, tu musalmano ki madad farma. Tu Iraq ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, give tawfiq of the Muslims of Iraq to submit themselves to your will and desire, to become obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, tu unko hidayat de de. Taaki ya Allah, so that they may receive your mercy, and oh Allah, they may receive your help and assistance. Ay mere pyare khuda, you are the same Allah that was in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq. We have gone weak, you have not gone weak. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai. Tu wahi qadir mutlaq khuda hai. Ay Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with guidance. Open their eyes to Islam and Iman. But oh Allah, if they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept and they have become obstinate, and oh Allah, they want to bring destruction on the Ummah, then you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division, disunity in their ranks. Oh Allah, create division and disunity in their ranks. Ya Allah, destroy their coalition and alliances. Ya Allah, change the hearts of the people. Mere pyare khuda, tu hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, even in our country, change the adverse conditions to that of prosperity and happiness. Ya Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, all the suffering of humanity, remove it. Ya Allah, we know it's because of our sins, but oh Allah, you are merciful, you are forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and the hardships of mankind. Ya Allah, there's so much of suffering in this country, in the African continent. Ya Allah, there's so much of poverty, there's so much of drought, there's so much of famine, there's so much of AIDS, and so much of other sicknesses and diseases. So much of crime. Ay mere pyare Allah. No one else can remove all these problems except you. Everything is in your hands and control. Allah, humare hal par raham farma le. Ya Allah,
bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of Akhirat. Ya Allah, hame sehat de, afiyat de. Bless us with tawakkul in you. Bless us with trust and faith in you. Bless us with a connection and bond with you. Such a bond, such a bond, such a bond, O my Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Give us the himmat and courage against nafs and shaitan like lions. Ya Allah, give us the courage to throw out of our homes and our lives all the sinful things that have entered. Ya Allah, so that we may get peace and sukoon and happiness and contentment. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Ya Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Ya Allah, tabligh dawat ki mehnat qubool farma, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma, mashayikh ki, masajid ki, madaris ki mehnat qubool farma, mujahideen ki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Whosoever is making an effort, O Allah, as long as it is within the parameters of deen and sharia, accept the khidmat and service. O Allah, we have to leave this world. O my beloved Allah, daily before our eyes, janazas are going. Daily before our eyes, O Allah, janazas of young, fit, healthy people are leaving. Allah, give us the realization that one day we too are going to proceed in that direction. Where Allah, how are we going to account for our life, for our wealth, for our time, for this? Oh my Allah, how are we going to account for all your ni'mats, the blessings and your bounties? Oh Allah, before we depart from this world, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, before they turn us left and right, Allah, and pour the water of ghusl over our bodies, oh Allah, before our eyes shut for all times, and our tongues stop wagging for all times, and our hands stop moving, and our feet stop walking for all times, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Let us pour the water of tawbah over our hearts before the water of mayyat is poured over our bodies. Let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts before kafan is put over our bodies. Mere Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, amongst us we have little children, we have the old, we have the sick, we have the feeble, people on whom you have mercy. O Allah, with the barakat of their ameens, O Allah, forgive us too. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a casino, in a gambling den, popping drugs in our mouths or with bottles of wine in our hand, or in adultery or fornication, or with some filthy magazine or glued to some filthy site. Mere Allah, don't let us be a cause of embarrassment, shame and humiliation of the ummah. Allah, let our death be in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba and bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. But O Allah, if that is not in our muqaddar, then wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Allah, protect us from all the fitnas that are pouring upon us. Allah, protect us from all the fitnas. Ay mere pyare Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the du'as that he made of. Ya Allah, especially the du'as that he made in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made for us there. All the goodness that he asked for us. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. And the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief that he asked for protection from. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله